Hello and welcome! Alola and welcome. And
Alola.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please do go chasing waterfalls. Although we didn't really see any this week, did we?
I think I spotted one on Pony Island in one of the variety of locales that we experienced this week. But as we speculated, even with a Sharpedo that I have that has waterfall, or had waterfall, I should say.
Yeah.
Couldn't climb it, so.
Yeah, what's the fucking point?
I guess we didn't really chase waterfalls, technically.
I'll tell you what I chased. Totem stickers!
Yeah, me too.
Do go chasing totem stickers. Because that's what I spent the majority of my week doing.
Go back to the
doing.
Many places that you have been used to get those fucking things.
Yeah.
Are we just talking about that immediately? Is that what you're suggesting?
You want to go to Totem Tally right off the top?
I got to do our nicknames.
Let me in.
The last episode for the 17th episode of this game.
I'm like that big battering ram in Lord of the Rings that has the like mean iron wolf head. Let me in. Welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Kartaner.
Kartana? Kartana? Grond AKA. Was the battering ram.
Yeah, Grond.
Good name, too.
Kartana. It's that like origami insect Pokemon that I think only you had access to.
Well, maybe. Lord knows I didn't fucking see it.
AKA Tanner Green Ring. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Fiela Steela.
That's fun. I don't even know what that is. It's an Ultra Beast.
Fielestia. Fielestila. It's
Celestila.
Celestila.
Celestila. That's like almost a kind of a beautiful name.
Almost.
For a girl. Or a boy.
AKA Joshua Fielstead. Welcome to the show. You're not much of a ultra beast man, huh? You didn't go plumbing the depths of the ultra wormhole on the back of your soul Geo, did you?
Gave it about half a dozen, maybe a couple more tries. I got up into the 3,000 plus light years away.
Yeah, me too.
I was trying to get Mewtwo, though. I wasn't trying to get... What do you think I'm going to have any of these Ultra Beasts on Parrot Head's team?
Some of them are quite beautiful. We're going to go through it later. We're going to go through the Ultra Wormholes later. But
I'd never want to again.
I think the other real chore this week... You know, this is the Waterfalls episode. It's the final episode of Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. Welcome.
We did it.
We go up and we clean up the messes we made, and we tie up the loose ends that we've left hanging. And this week we went back and did a couple of things that were pretty grindy. Even the like let's play walkthrough that we're using is just like, okay, now you have to go here and battle this person, and they'll give you this item.
Yeah.
And now you have to go here and battle this person, and you can use this item to like evolve Thundurus into like, and it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't have a, yeah.
Yeah, it was literally just going through your Rolodex, your Rotodex, and
yeah, good.
Yeah, thank you. And battling every single person you've ever met in all of the Alolan Islands, essentially.
Yeah, every single person. It's like that scene in Metal Gear Solid 3 that I talk about all the time, where you have to fight all the guys you killed in that stream.
Yeah, you do talk about that all the time.
We did it, though. We did the rounds.
I texted you last night, and I was like, I have to just draw a line. Like, there's just no way that I can do all of these things.
I started just, like, scanning through the items, and I'm like, what's useful? What do I need?
That's what I did, too.
And those are the battles I went and engaged with. Or if it seemed like a fun story beat, you know, we'll talk about a few of those things.
Yeah, like the
that we found.
The Z trainers. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did that.
And their overlord?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. That was fun.
That was a grind.
Yeah, it was.
You gotta go find all those people.
Especially because I could not find the one woman who's on Route 8, which is like so long ago. It took me...
I think that's the one that took me
almost
the longest.
I mean, maybe an hour to find her. I went down the route like 12 times. Where is she?
I think there's a couple things we need to sound off on first, Joshua,
okay,
though. And it's the housekeeping segments. Let's get into Totem Tally. Totem Tally. Because I have good news for me. I guess, like, fine news for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is that I got all 100 Totem Tally stickers. I went back, found them all. I was like, I'm going to knock all this shit out at once. You want me to go back and do all these battles on every island? Well, guess what? I got to collect Z-cells anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go find these missing like 13 stickers or whatever.
Right. That was my strategy too, sans the Z cells. But I also got 100. And I had a comment and then I have a question.
Yeah.
My comment is I had to run through the list twice, almost in its entirety, because there was one location which was the Surfing Association that's out on the island.
Yeah, that one's pretty tough to find.
That was like specifically on like route, oh God, I don't know, like 13, I think.
I think it was 13. Yeah, that one was a little tough.
I just assumed I'd been to it and I just had never been there. I had to fight some black belt, some surfer rather, who, you know, Pokemon were level like 25. I just never went there, and that was my last one. I was almost going to lose my mind and almost throw in the towel at 99.
Well, there was nothing but darkness at the end of your tunnel anyway.
But my other question was, were you planning to get all 100, or did you only do it after I texted you to show that I had gotten 100?
No, I was planning on it.
Oh, okay. Because I almost didn't, to see if I could like sneakily beat you on that one.
Oh, no, I had full plans to add my 100 totem sticker tally Pokemon that you get from Samson Oak to my team, which I did.
Komo-o?
Yeah.
Did we... I thought we didn't really rule that he was a bad guy. Didn't Komo-o come up? I'm sure you're just going to pull the bad guy shit thing. I thought that we did a segment about whether or not it was a bad guy. Maybe not.
We definitely did, and I'm not going to remind you what the results of that were, but... Let's just say that he's on my team now and he's going to stay there.
You know who's not going to stay on my team or ever touch my team?
Who?
The Pokemon I got, which was a Ribombee.
Yeah.
That I named just a bee and then I threw it into the box. And that's for you, Greg.
Yeah. It is just a fly, though, which is even worse than just a bee.
Yeah. It's corrected to just a fly, but my original condescension to it was that it's just a bee.
I found the few that were obvious, like go back to the first island and use like a Machoke strength to go find this one. And it's like, okay, I obviously never went and did that.
Yeah, and the Tauros charges. Yeah.
But then there was a few, there was like three. And I'm like, where are these?
That one that was like in the refrigerator, I actually stumbled across it.
Oh, at Guzma's house?
No, at the fossil restoration. Yeah.
Behind the trailer.
Center with that the tough. Guy trying to make a Jurassic Park. Yeah. I just never would have thought of that.
All of mine were in on Akala Island at the hotel.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that in the episode when I went back there and had that disturbing encounter with the Machamp and the girlies.
I know. And I even noted it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's definitely where all of mine are.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of mine were at the Hano Grand or like the beach around it.
The Chooster and the Pikachu nuptials just totally derailed us on going in there, apparently.
I know. I was just so enchanted. I walked out like dreamy-eyed.
Yeah, I never stepped foot in it. All right, so it's a tie on Totem Tally, other than that you got a vastly better Pokemon.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like a tie. It doesn't feel like an equitable tie. I guess we should just skip right to doing the leg,
no.
The journey.
Oh, I think we have to do one final Mantine Surfs Up. Check in with our competitors.
Competition in full swing right now.
Yanking on that outside rail, pulls in nice and tight. And just like that, the greatest of all time is back on top.
Oh, you know what? I played a lot. Now that I've finished the whole game, I agree with Greg. Mantine surfing sucks.
Oh, do you? Uh-huh. Well, maybe that's because Skull Lord sucks and is dethroned as the king of the waves, and it is certainly Parrothead now. Because I went to a bar last night, and I played Mantine Surf for about an hour.
Yeah.
And
you got really good, it looks like.
I got first place everywhere, and I got very, very high.
On Pawnee.
High scores. Yeah, I got 34,904 Big Wave, 35,733 at Heia Heia.
Heia Heia, you're in second place, not first. You've written first. But my score at Hey Hey is actually 38,483.
Well, I'm first.
So I'm in my first, Alola, and you're second.
In my Alola, I'm first. And on Ula Ula, you're going to say the same thing because I have 47,786.
Yeah, and actually I have 57,000 there.
But on Pony Beach, I have 64,948, which is nearly double what yours was. So if you add it all up, I blew you out of the water.
Yeah, I didn't do any more. I went and tried a couple more times, but didn't break any of my own scores, so I gave up.
You weren't kidding about that Primarina twist. Although Starmie 720 is definitely my favorite when you can pull it off.
Yeah.
It's so festive with the spinning Mantine. What a delight.
I was surfing some different waves, like Johnny Mnemonic. You know, I was in cyberspace.
That's still on my list to watch, and I keep suggesting it, and then Bobby puts the kibosh on that, so I'm gonna have to privately do it. Is it? It's just, it's like bad good, right?
Yeah, except I'm thinking about the Lawnmower Man. Let's talk about our leg this week, because we're free agents. We've rescued Lusamine from the clutches of Giovanni. We're just sort of like ushered out of Aether Paradise. And they're like, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So I call Charizard and I go home to mom, first of all. Check in.
Mm-hmm.
She's fine.
I did the same and nothing happened. She healed my Pokemon.
Yeah, she heals your Pokemon.
But we're like fully unhinged now. We can just do whatever we want.
Just do whatever we want. We're free agents. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
What?
Studiously followed the walkthrough.
Oh.
And every suggested route they made.
I actually did do that. Yeah, I had to at this point.
They told us to go to Mele Mele Island first. And then there's like a bunch of stuff. Like, it's mostly cleanup stuff. Like we said, like, you can go through, you can do this stuff, and you can get like the whatever the special item is at the end.
Yeah.
But not a lot of it is super useful.
You can face off against essentially, if not literally, all of the main people that you battled at some point. And then everyone has like a little couple of dialogue trees about essentially their epilogue, you know, like Lily wants to go and actually become a trainer and wants you to go to the battle tree with her. And like, she's been training and like learning with Professor Kukui.
Yeah. They introduce you to battle tree too, which is this generation's battle tower.
Yes. You can face the principal in battle in the trainer school, which was fun.
It took me a while to realize I didn't need to do all this shit, but the notable ones are like Captain Alima, like, reveals the secret of how Z crystals end up back in their podiums in the trial sites.
Yeah.
And it's, they just get other people to do it. Because you go to Captain Alima's house and he's like, oh, hey, will you do me a favor? Can you run this out to Verdant Cave? And he just like hands you Normalium Z.
Yeah.
So you have to go out there and fight the fucking totem Pokemon again. And it's then that I realize, like, oh, I don't have to be doing this shit.
Right, especially when it is a reward like that. It's like, I don't need Normalium Z.
Oh, no, you don't even get the Normalium Z. You put it back in the pedestal, and then Alima gives you a hat.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
A special hat.
I did cash in a number of those big nuggets and got Parrot Head a whole new wardrobe.
Me too.
I got like a nice cap with a pink, I think it's basically fedora style.
You got your Game Boy?
Yeah, I took a photo.
Pop it up. I'm fully skulled out.
We gotta post them on the Instagram so that you can fit check us. But I think I look pretty chill.
I'm trying to figure out a way to get my fit on cam. Let me run up to a store real quick. Just go to the mirror. Because I'm fully skulled out.
Did you buy the official outfit or you constructed one?
No. I'm in the official garb now. And then I've sort of added my own flares. For instance, I bought these really expensive shoes from somebody in where was it? I don't remember. Somebody sold me very expensive shoes and they look pretty sick. And then I am wearing Como O, sort of like,
The Como O outfit,
like riding pants or something.
That one looked pretty cool. I mean, we just have almost literally infinite money because of all of those big nuggets.
There's a little like,
I can't see that at all. Just send me a photo.
The screen is like
it.
Polarized. Oh, yeah. I guess that makes more sense. I don't have my phone down here.
Anyway, it's all black and white. It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool as hell.
Well, look at me. Did you see my, you don't have your phone. Well, you have your computer.
No, I've got my phone. I've got my computer right in front of me.
Well, look at me.
Yeah, you look sick, man.
Thank you.
You look exactly what I would expect Parrot Head to look like. A totally chill guy. You're all in white, which is a little like, makes you look sort of angelic.
My hat has a pink cloth around it.
Oh, I see.
So that's my little flair. But the rest of it, yeah, is very like kind of a veranda vibe of like beige, white.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
Boat life. Because like he's not getting dirty. He's just trying to chill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You picture like a billowing.
Oh, it's all linen, certainly.
You picture like a billowing drape from like a big bedroom going out onto a balcony.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a little table out there. And there's
parrot heads sipping on some pineapple juice.
Yeah. We're on to Akala. That's where I found all my stickers.
I went into this, I think, only needing like 8. So mine were pretty random.
Ula Ula Island. Welcome.
Alola.
Dina and Dexio are here.
Yeah.
We've already encountered them. Because if you'll remember last week, I did some bad guy shit. I ran back to Pawnee and claimed 50% Zygarde for myself. Named him New Getsis.
Right.
Kicked old Getsis off the team. Alolan Persian.
Right.
Met them then, Dexio and Dina. And we sort of had like a little tete-a-tete. And now they've been sort of gang-stalking me ever since.
Oh my God.
And I've run into them here in Ula Ula Island. And it turns out that they've actually encountered a whole other Zygarde. Zygarde 10%. And a Zygarde cube, which you can use to collect Zygarde cells. And if this isn't engaging enough for you, Joshua, all this talk about Zygarde cubes and Zygarde cells.
It's not. Not doing it for me.
Let me tell you about the journey that I went on, thinking, okay, now I've got the Zygarde cube. Dexio helpfully included
Dexio.
40 Zygarde cells in the Zygarde cube for me, just to sort of like get me kickstarted.
Oh, that's easy.
So I'm like, all right, just got to find 60 more Zygarde cells. So I go hunting. And this is when I'm looking for my stickers. I'm like going from place to place. I'm doing all these battles
Bebopping
on
and
all these islands.
Yeah.
Checking, I'm like following the Serbi guide, trying to find all these Zygarde cubes, but none of them are where they're supposed to be. I think I'm screwing it up somehow. I keep going, like look for the first, I don't know, 20, because I'm like looking for totem stickers anyway. Before I realize, I do the math in my head and I'm like, all right, Dexio gave me, I can say I caught Zygarde 50%. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Dexio gave me Zygarde 10%. I have both now. And then he gave me a Zygarde cube with 40 Zygarde cells in it. And it honestly took like maybe 3 hours and I leveled up Zygarde 10% like 20 levels before I realized that I have to combine all three of them to make the ultimate Zygarde.
Okay. So a dog and a snake become a transformer.
A snake. No. You'll see when we battle. But a dog and a snake becomes a snake.
Doesn't it end up looking like Megatron or something?
It can, yeah. It's a pretty complicated little guy, and we'll get into it.
Not looking forward to facing that
But
thing.
What made it more complicated is you don't actually, if you're playing Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, ever have to go find a Zygarde cell, because you just get all of them. So that's a tip. Hot tip.
Okay, I don't care.
Hours of my life.
I don't want to hear you say Zygarde ever again. So oh, many times.
Hear me say it a lot when I crush your skull with my giant worm robot man dog.
Yeah, I'm probably going to lose just because of that thing.
I think the richest content piece of this whole endgame is Pawnee Island. There's like just a whole bunch of stuff out here to do. This is where Battle Tree is.
Yeah.
You get the Pawnee Gauntlet.
Yeah, you do like Pawnee Grove, Pawnee Meadow.
If you didn't do Zygarde last week, you're doing it this week.
That's what I did, yeah. I did get Zygarde.
Yeah.
I was just specifically doing all of this because I wanted to get the Earthquake TM.
Yeah.
So I was just going all over this area, just trying to find the Resolution Cave, and it actually took me longer than I care to admit to find it. It's like hidden deep in the Pawnee Meadow.
There's a couple of fun things out here. Blue and red.
The battles
approach
are
you.
All challenging and interesting. Yeah, the gauntlet, which leads to Battle Tree, is where you run into Red and Blue, who are on vacation together.
Oh, partners, probably?
I hope so. That's certainly what Parrothead would be picturing back at his bunk on that Magikarp boat.
True to their natures, Red doesn't say a thing. Blue's kind of the talkative one of the couple. And he never says smell you later this time, does he?
No.
He's like an adult man now.
One of us should have battled him just to see if he would say that, actually. That was a miss.
You get to choose which one you want to battle. And we both went with Red. It's like he's iconic.
Yeah, I wanted to see his team again.
Yeah.
I think it's just the recreation of the Mount Silver battle, isn't it?
No, I mean, weren't the Mount Silver Pokemon like level?
No, they were higher levels, but it is Pikachu, Venusaur, Charizard, Blastoise, Lapras, Snorlax.
Despite the fact that I had him on levels by a ton, I still ended up on the ropes because of his fucking Blastoise. God, I hope you don't have any water type Pokemon on your team.
I do now.
Because if you do, I'm in trouble.
I do now, remember.
Well, I'm in trouble because Blastoise almost wiped me out.
I had trouble too. Lapras got Delmize down to 8 hit points before I killed it. Passimian was down to 4 on Charizard. Like, I think most of the others were like severely injured or KO'd. I did beat him on the first try, but one thing that is both like a complaint and a compliment, I guess, is the
complaint lament.
What is it? Pokemon Refresh, where you like regard your Pokemon and like clean them up.
Oh, yeah.
And give them Pokebeans and pet them.
Groom them.
Really gets imbalanced, I think, in this late in the game because all my Pokemon love me. And so, like, every other turn, basically, I get, you know, Raichu, like, expunged the poison to show how much it loves you or whatever, because it didn't want you to worry.
Yeah.
And like, they're holding on with 1 hit point. They're like, it's so cheesy.
You don't like it?
No, I do.
It's also, holding on with 1 hit point thing is so choice.
No, I know. Like, obviously I like it, but like from a game balance perspective, it's like a little unhinged. Like,
yeah.
The other trainers should also have that. Even if it's not their whole team, they should have, like, their main Pokemon should be able to, like, hold on, too.
No.
Like, it's just too easy.
The relationship I have with Incineroar is so deep. He's really come a long way, too.
Did Skullord just end up marrying Incineroar after all this?
No.
Because they're both into that, like, alpha thing, alpha men. You got radicalized
We're
together.
We're like, what was the movie with Tom Hanks and Halle Berry? Where they keep like falling in love throughout history.
Cloud Atlas. Hell of a film.
Cloud Atlas. That's what me and Incineroar are.
Hell of a film. Yeah.
No, I just think, you know, he really came out of his slump today. He realized that he had to start working on him.
So he went from Alpha to Sigma.
No, he went from Alpha to Sigma to now just like a normal man. I guess that makes him a beta.
He went fully back around. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Well, someone he idolizes went to prison in Romania, so he was like, well, now I got no one to look up to, so.
I didn't ask. I don't really even know what that reference is.
I didn't ask. It's not in a world I'm like tuned into. Not something I want to be aware of.
Oh, I think that Bobby told this on Who Weekly, but I will quickly also, for anybody who listens to both shows, I think it's a redundancy, but it's too good of a quote, and it's related to Romania, which is insane. We went out to dinner last week and we were at this Italian restaurant in our neighborhood and it accidentally became like 3 gays tables in a row, like pairs.
Yeah.
And of various, like, I don't know who's in a relationship or not, but the table that was next to us were these 2 dudes.
Couple strangers or
no,
all
they're
friends.
All buds.
Okay.
I just don't know if they're like more than buds, you know?
Yeah.
These 2, I think, were sort of like friends with benefits kind of a situation.
Yeah.
But they're like casually talking and one of them was talking about like traveling. He's going to Switzerland or something. Like they're having like a trip to Europe soon. This guy, I think, separately from the other one. And then the other one goes like, oh yeah, like I used to know this Romanian here in the US and she was always just so sad. And at one point she said, oh, you Americans, you don't cry at your bus stops.
Not usually.
And he was like, oh, no, that's not really a thing. And she's like, in Romania, everyone cries at the bus stops.
Why?
Like, I don't know. We didn't hear that. If there was any explanation. We were
starting
to lose
it. Bus?
We were starting to lose it when that came up. Yeah, the buses are so sad in Soviet. Or they have to go to their factory job. And they were mistreated by the state.
It's that cat bus from Totoro. And in real life, that's not charming. Let's continue, Joshua.
But anyway, that's a little Romanian anecdote.
Where do we leave off? Tell me where we left off.
The gauntlet. Battle tree.
After this break. Got him. Actually got him.
Yeah, you haven't got me for a while.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Josh, welcome back. Butt catchers, welcome back. The Pawnee Gauntlet.
The final literal gauntlet of all the gauntlets that we have traversed in the Alolan Islands.
Well, except for the Ultra Wormhole, which I think was quite a gauntlet also.
Yeah. Metaphorical ones. This is the literal one that is also the least gauntlety of any of the gauntlets, is what I would say, in terms of challenge.
Yeah, I would say that's true. It didn't really feel like a gauntlet at the time. Let me go back and see who we got.
You meet Looker. You run into Looker and his...
Oh, yeah. Looker's out here and his boss.
Colleague. Oh, boss? Annabelle?
I think she was like
in
charge of him.
She was more of his protege.
Well, maybe she was like his dom then.
She's very chic. She looks powerful.
Yeah. She was sort of like calling the shots too.
She could dom Parrothead.
Felt like Looker was sort of like sucking up to her.
Yeah. She's a mysterious trainer. We didn't play far enough in the Battle Frontier back in Gen 3, but she has been around for a while. She's a battle brain.
He and his chief, Annabelle, are on their
chief.
Way to battle tree.
Girl boss.
Yeah, she's a girl boss.
Yeah, she's on Interpol with Looker.
Nothing saying that she's not also his dom.
Right. As long as they sorted that whole thing out with HR.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she is like a big boss in the battle tree if you make it, I guess, to like 35 battles.
Yeah.
She also has washed up on the shore, much like Looker. They're always just like...
And Jason Bourne. Yeah.
Getting thrown around and like showing up. Well, I guess we can go over battle tree. I did not make it far enough to battle Annabelle, unfortunately, although I wanted to. But battle tree is basically a more festive version of like, you know, Battle Tower. Battle Frontier, yeah. Whatever. It has a cool design. But the format is singles, double, and multi-battles. I only did single, and it's a little imbalanced because when you first start, single and double and multi don't have restrictions. So all of the trainers you fight have level 50 Pokemon and yours are just whatever they are.
Wait, it doesn't level you down. The former battle blanks have like leveled all your Pokemon to a certain level.
So I made it 20 battles where I was just like mopping the floor with all of them, obviously.
Yeah.
And I made it to fight Red again, is like the, I forget what they're called, like the super trainer, like the boss that you fight after 20 consecutive battle wins and then 10 going forward after that.
Yeah.
Then I got spat back out and they were like, okay, now you can play super single, super double, super multi. And then those have the only up to level 50 and ban legendaries and like a variety of other things.
Yeah.
So it gets more challenging, but and I think it would be fun to battle, like, you know, make it to fight Annabelle and you get to fight Blue eventually and like Grimsley and Dexios and Cynthia, like all the classics come back.
That's fun.
But you don't get any experience. You do get one or two BP
battle points,
per battle.
Right?
You get 20 when you beat the first one.
It seemed like the store was full of good shit too, though.
Really good shit. But I have so much BP because beach points also work here.
Yeah.
So I would rather Mantine Surf than I would do this, personally. But I did buy some sweet items. They have a lot of held items. You can still go back to the beaches and get moves and rare candies and stuff. So I liked it more than I have traditionally liked these battle frontiers or whatever. But now it has competition with Mantine Surf and like that's easier for me and faster.
Yeah.
You didn't do it.
No, I don't do the battles, the battle blanks.
Buttcatcher's like, we're not like shitting on them. It's just like we don't really have a use for it. At this stage where like we're not gonna play this again.
It's like post-game stuff. Unless it's giving me experience that I can use to like retake on the Elite Four,
yeah.
Which is now the Elite like 12, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed that on yours and I have a comment about that.
What?
Well, so I battled some of these people like while I was just roaming around. Like I fought Ryuki because I did the Cantonian gym again. I fought like Lana. Oh, I don't see Lana in here. Lana Del Rey. But I fought her back at like her house. Also, after I took care of her, I had this strange dialogue where the screen went blank and then my screen read, The way that Lana looked in that battle seems to linger in your mind.
Oh, weird.
Am I being set up?
Did you Google that?
No, I guess I should, shouldn't I? A very Lana Del Rey line. Lingering in your eye means the player's character wants to steal her look, and you can go talk to the man in the red shirt at the Mali Recycling Center on the Cape, I think, and he can teach you how to act like Lana in battle. So, like, learn the battle stance, I guess. That's interesting.
Okay. I ended up on the title defense on Bulbapedia. The first title defense battle is always against Hao.
Well, I did it twice, and I did Hao first, yeah.
And then on the first of the month, it's always Faba or Lusamine. And then a month after you catch Necrozma, Gladion can rejoin the rotation. So yeah, instead of the champion each time, it's one of these people.
I see.
And it's Gladion, Guzma, Hapu, Hao, Kukui, Lusamine, Plumeria, Ryuki, Sophocles.
Oh.
And my trainer banger of the week.
Who?
Tristan.
Yeah, what's his name? Who the hell's Tristan?
Youngster Tristan.
What?
We all remember iconic Youngster Tristan,
no,
don't we?
No, I've never heard that name in my life.
I had to look him up. I was like, who the fuck is Youngster Tristan? I didn't actually face him, but here are his Pokemon. So everyone's like level 66, I think, or I can't remember.
Yeah, they're all 66.
Tristan has Emolga, Sharpedo, Executor, Magmortar, and Tauros, and I had to go look up who he is, and he is apparently
good team.
A boy you run into at the very start of the game on Route 1 when you're with Kukui, and you give him, like, words of encouragement.
Oh, wow.
And now he has become, like, one of the grand champions that you can face off against when you beat the Elite Four.
That's pretty funny.
So, yeah, it's become a very swollen Elite Four, but...
I like it, though. I like how they switch it up.
I did it at least a couple times. The Elite Four.
I only had time to do it twice because I did Hao and then I got Guzma. And then I did that Z trainer boss fight, which was fun.
Oh yeah, the Z. So there's a guy up on the top of the hill.
Mount Lanakila, yeah.
Who says he'll face you once you've faced all the other, like...
Z trainers, or skilled trainers is what he calls
them. The skilled trainers, the guys who, like, at the end of a route will be like, go back and face everyone in this route and then come face me. You have to face all of them and then come face this guy.
Yeah, and there's like eight or so.
Yeah. I had most of them, but he will tell you where they are.
Yeah.
So you can go find them. But, like, it's really hard to keep that in your head, you know?
Yeah. I had to write it down eventually. I think I was missing four. Two of them were super easy to find. And then Route 8 and fucking the Pony Plains, I think.
Yeah.
Very hard. I couldn't find the Z trainer on Route 8, even though I'd beaten everyone. And then.
Yeah.
On Pony Plains, which is a like an ace trainer who was sort of like Tanner vibes, the way he was talking.
Okay, I feel like I'm about to be offended.
He was like, I took some photos of this guy. He's like, what, you want a little tete-a-tete with a Z-Power Ring user like yours truly? Then become number two trainer.
Sounds cool.
In all of Pony Plains, baby.
Sounds confident.
Yeah.
Sounds like a confident man.
And after you do it, he's like, then I guess you've earned a little rendezvous with the number one trainer, me.
Like this guy.
Yeah, I felt like that was you programmed in there.
Sounds like my kind of people, yeah.
But fighting this veteran on Mount Lanakila, the King Z trainer, is worth it because you get a life orb after you beat him. Very good held item.
Yeah, yeah, very good held item. And a huge pain in the ass. And once again, you have to like fly around and just find these random strangers and fight them. It's just the whole end game.
Yeah, this my Charizard... in Charizard Glide is just so hulking and buff that it's like grotesque to look at this point from so much flying.
These Tapus, these fucking islands are infested with these Tapus.
Oh, you went Tapu hunting?
Yeah. That's me cocking a shotgun.
You didn't catch them? You killed them?
I dispatched them. Yeah, I took care of them. These islands no longer have a Tapu problem. Let's put it that way.
Oh my God. I caught them because they're like kind of chill guys and they need to be protected from people like you.
Oh, do you think they're chill guys? Because I think they're my... You make me barf Pokemons of the week.
All of them?
All of them. Not one of them is an exception. Every single one of them is ugly, Joshua.
Okay, well, I have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
I largely agree with you. 75% probably agree with you, except Tapu Fini is Joshy's sweetie.
Wow. Which one's Tapu Fini?
The water fairy one. Pony Island.
You know, if there's one that's like...
It's cute.
Maybe redeemable, it's that one. But I think they're all ugly. And I think they're shaped like odd alien bugs. And I just...
But Fini, specifically, it's got the little, like, floaters on its shoulders. And then its, like, shell looks like a fish head. And it's, like, coming out of a fish. And it's just, like, kind of a cutie. I don't know. I like Fini.
Yeah.
Even though it took me 45 fucking turns to catch this thing, because when I caught it, it ran out of moves and it was struggling against me.
It didn't take me 45 turns to kill any of them.
No, it never would have. But once I caught that one, I was like, whatever, I'm just going to catch all of them. So I have all of them.
Yeah.
I would rank...
Oh, yes, please.
Tapu Fini number one, probably Tapu Koko number two. But there's a dearth, I would say. Like, there's a gap between that.
Big one.
Like, Fini is, like, way up there.
I was thinking of the wrong one when I was thinking about Tapu Fini. I was thinking about Tapu Lele.
No,
Tapu
Fini is
the worst one.
Basic and easy. It's like...
Tapu Fini I can't make any fucking sense of.
Just another fucking Diancy.
I have no idea what I'm looking at when I look at Tapu Fini. Absolutely no idea what I'm looking at.
No, it's like it's coming out of a fit. Like, its shell is a fish design. It's clever.
I hate it. No. Nope.
Can we agree Tapu Bolo's the worst one?
You know what? No, I don't like any of these. They're all the worst one. I think they all suck.
Well, I'm trying to rank them.
Here's my rank. 0000.
My ranking is Tapu Fini, 1. Koko, 2. Lele, 3. Bulo, 4.
Yeah, I guess. Oof. I don't like any of them.
It's like a weird floating ugly pig with a bell on its butt.
I don't like any of them. Josh, speaking of things I don't like.
Yeah.
I didn't like the ultra wormholes, and not because I didn't think...
I hated it.
Not because I didn't think it was, like, a bad experience, not because, like, I didn't think, like, navigating around the... Well, let's talk about navigating around the wormholes.
It sucked?
It sucked. This was a fucking disaster. This was a disaster.
Even without the motion controls, it's using the joystick instead. It's still brutal. When you're trying to, like, get as far as possible when the Pokemon get rarer and rarer.
You're also like, I'm plowing into these fucking yellow orbs and they just, like, phase through me. Like, occasionally I would just, like, run right into one and it would just go right through me. And it's like, I'm doing my fucking job out here, game.
Yeah.
What am I, like, a pixel off? Fuck you. It's like navigating, like, a fucking whatever James Cameron's submarine was called through, like, an ocean full of jello is how it moves. Like, it's impossible to get around.
Good reference, because it's Titanic's 25th anniversary and I'm seeing it tonight.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
3D.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. With a bunch of my idiot friends.
You got to collect these yellow orbs to dive deeper and deeper into the wormhole. And you have to avoid the, like, electric orbs because they slow you down. And if you slow down too much, you'll get sucked into one of these wormholes.
Whether you like it or
before
not.
Before you can get to the very end of the ultra wormhole, which is where all the juiciest ultra beasts are. So I'm diving in, Josh. I'm like, come hell or high water, this fucking muscly mosquito is going to be on my fucking team. It's the most dastardly thing I've ever seen, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
Diving in, keep getting sucked into wormholes, keep facing off against, like, swannas and, like, just get me out of here.
Quagsires.
Like, in all these, like, hell dimensions, you know?
Yeah.
Finally go and look it up. Like, where is Buzzswole?
Uh-huh.
Like, how deep into the hole do I got to get? Not even my fucking game!
This whole time, Buzzswole was fucking exclusive to Sun? Ultra Sun?
Yeah. Yeah, Josh. He is.
Oh my god.
I can go get Pheromosa if I want to.
Ugh.
I don't want Pheromosa!
Just capture Lusamine at that point.
I don't want any of these fucking Pokemon.
No.
I looked it up. I was like, okay, fine. I'll go for Guzzlord.
Yeah, Guzzlord would work.
Like, that'll be fucked up to have on my team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really would.
He's like 5,000 kilometers into this thing, and I can't break like 3,500 before I get sucked into some swanna hole.
Oh, yeah. My record was like 3,300, I think, yeah.
So I just, like, gave up. And now Komo-O's on my team instead of an Ultra Beast. So that's why Komo's on my team, and that's why he's a bad guy.
Not as bad as it could have been, yeah. I was trying to get Mewtwo just for me, So I was targeting the green wormholes because those are the ones that are like the rocky environment, which is where Mewtwo lives instead of the cave, which doesn't make any sense because we all know that Mewtwo traditionally lives in the fucking cave. The unknown dungeon.
I don't want to get into the fucking old, the hell dimensions, buddy.
Anyway, all that I ever got was an Articuno because I made it to like 3300 and that's where the Articuno was.
Cool.
But one thing I liked was that its battle music is themed to its generation. So it was the classic like... like classic.
Oh, yeah.
From Gen 1.
That's cool.
But other than that, I have nothing good to say about that experience. And I gave up 6 or 8 times after I made it to like 3,000. I was like, I got a Mantine Surf. I don't have fucking time for this shit.
I did it for hours. Hours. I did it.
You really wanted that Guzzlord. How long did you spend on Buzzwole before you realized?
Not long. 20 minutes, maybe.
Okay, good.
But I was like, I'm going to get one of these things. And I was like, the only one that makes sense, I guess, is Guzzlord.
Let's run down the list.
No, I don't want to do baddies. I feel like we've plumbed the depths of baddies. I have a new segment that I want to introduce.
Zerkatree looks pretty twisted.
I was trying to think of what our version of Fuck, Marry, Kill would be.
Okay.
And I figured out what it is.
What it be, Tanner?
It's FSB, Fur Affinity Sweetie or Barf.
Oh, yeah. Now that's a segment.
All of these Ultra Beasts have to fit into one of those three categories. You have to put it into one of those three categories. You have to.
Okay. And are we going to say at the same time, or are we both going to go independently?
I think we work together.
Okay.
You know, I think we each bring our own perspective, our own taste to it. Here's maybe the advanced version of the game. Do we then have to go look it up on Fur Affinity if it is Fur Affinity?
I think we can make a game time decision about that.
Okay, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it ready.
Isn't this our personal opinion? You just want to go on Fur Affinity.
I'm just going to get it ready.
Been a few weeks.
All right, here we go.
Well, I sent you the Ultra Beast list on Bulbapedia because I feel like we should just go down it based on that.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Killer image at the top of the page.
Yeah.
Makes Ultra Beasts look fucking sick as hell. They're not. They suck to look at, for the most part.
All of the Ultra Beasts, like, bursting out of a wormhole?
Yeah.
So gross.
I mean, it looks cool. They look gross.
What the hell is that one up at the top?
That's who you're named after. That's Celesteela.
Celesteela. All right, well, we'll get there. Let's start with the top.
Nihilego. We saw Nihilego last week.
Sweetie.
Lego my Nihilego. That's funny.
Lego my Nihilego. Yeah, that's what Lusamine said in Sun and Moon. Yeah. This is a sweetie to me in this situation. It's just like a fluffy big jellyfish. It's only 3 foot, 11 inches.
All things considered, and knowing that it has this counterpart later in Blacephalon or whatever it's called, I'm going to say this is a sweetie.
Yeah.
Nihilego.
Sweetie.
Buzzswole for Affinity for me.
For Affinity, definitely. I mean, look at all of its protuberances and its big hulking muscles.
I'll check. I may as well check, right? I'm already on the site.
If we're going to check it, this is the one we're checking.
I'll check.
For Affinity, check.
I'm not signed in, so I'm not seeing the really X-rated stuff. There's some pretty good, like, memes. There's one of him doing, like, the hands, and it says, suck.
Yeah, I saw that one. And then here's one with, like, I think Lusamine being put into a Buzzwole. Hurry, please. It's so tight and won't stop posing. Wick, get me out.
I'm going to send you one. And you tell me who this is that Buzzswole is M-pregged into. Because I don't recognize the Pokemon.
Ah, Licorice. Nice to meet you again. And still just as sweet. Oh, hey, Zark. I wasn't expecting you again so soon. Ha! You know I suck with directions. True.
Yeah, to explain, Licorice is the Buzzswole. Or maybe not. Who's that he's in the belly of?
Drudigan, maybe?
An oddly colored Drudigan.
Oh, it's a Zerkatree. But why does it have like a Drudigan head?
I don't know.
The caption says it's Licorice the Buzzwole meeting a friend. Zark the Zerkatree. Huh. Interesting. Meeting a friend inside of its big pregnant belly. Well, you should log into your admin account so we can really see.
All right, fine.
Welcome, Admin Tanner.
Username, Mr. Squirt.
Oh, that's perfect.
Log in to Fur Affinity. Welcome, Admin Tanner.
If I were thinking about what you're going to see on the admin account, it would be certainly Machamp is involved.
Sort by rating, and there's three options. General, mature, and adult. I'm going to unclick general.
What's mature versus adult?
Well, we're about to find out. Here we go. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Well, what's going on? Describe to the bug catchers what's going on in there.
Okay. Okay. Buzzwole seems like he's... I'm gendering Buzzwole as he because everyone on Fur Affinity has gone ahead and gendered Buzzwole as he.
Yeah, well, it does have a number of peckers, I would say.
Very generously, I would say, has gendered Buzzwole as he. Name a Pokemon.
Well, Machamp. I want to see if Machamp's involved.
Yeah, obviously, like first page, like first row, Machamp. I don't think you can see this. Is the problem, because you don't have an account.
I don't know. I need to just make an account, don't I?
They look like they're having a really good time, I will say. Machamp and Buzzwole.
Oh, I can't see it. Can you take a screenshot?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, wow.
That looks like two consenting adult Pokemon having a good time. I have no issue with that.
Buzzwole is the top, and Machamp is having a good time as the bottom. Well, he's on
He's
top.
Like on top, yeah. But he is... clearly enjoying himself, I would say.
Da-da. Yeah, he's having a great time. Oh, and the Buzzwole's sucker is connected to the Machamp's private
part.
Oh,
yeah, he's kind of like in there, huh?
Yeah. Clever.
Sort of in there.
Pretty clever, this artist.
Now,
oh.
I've sent you another image. And this person, I sent you sort of a wider screen cap, because if you can see on the right there are some thumbnails.
Yeah.
This person has sort of reimagined all of the Ultra Beasts. Like, what would they look like if each of them had, like a dick?
Yeah. And breasts at times as well.
Oh, and breasts. No, not at times. All of them.
Oh, that's common. Okay. Interesting. The Nihilego, is a pretty good illustration here.
Yeah.
Well proportioned.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. People seem to be having fun with these Ultra Beasts.
We have to get off Buzzwole because we're only on number two.
Okay.
And there's
okay.
a lot of these.
Yeah. All right.
Pheromosa, Mary.
Pheromosa.
Codenamed UB02 Beauty.
I mean, I guess that's probably a Fur Affinity too. Not that we need to look it up, but like, look at these slender legs.
I just saw one.
It's got a sassy, like, hand on its hip. Isn't Lusamine, doesn't she model her hair and everything based on a Pheromosa? This is Fur Affinity, definitely.
I mean, having looked it up on Fur Affinity now, I obviously agree with you.
Yeah, see, you're getting spoiled by, we got to just run through the list.
Yeah, okay. Look at the image I sent you.
Oh, wow. This is the same artist. Is it the
same artist
as the Nihilego?
Yep. And same proportions. Zirkatree. But barf.
Yeah, Zirkatree is a barf for sure.
Celesteela, barf.
Celesteela. Yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. What the hell am I looking at?
It's like a big cone with arms.
And like rocket ship arms?
Yep.
That's gross. Barf. Kartana.
Kartana? I don't know. Mary?
Well, Sweetie. Aren't the options only Fur Affinity, Sweetie, or Barf?
Sorry, Sweetie is what I meant, obviously.
Yeah, Sweetie.
I mean, Sweetie.
You know, comparatively what we're working with here. Only a foot tall? It's only a foot tall?
Adorable.
That's sweet. Actually sweet.
Grass, steel, kind of weird.
Yeah, I like it. That one's pretty good. That might be an actual Sweetie.
It's exclusive to your game.
Put it on the list.
Guzzlord.
Barf. I mean, although lots of M-Preg opportunities.
Ooh,
and
now this
and
one's
inflation
tough.
And diapers. And this one work really
This one's
well.
Tough for me.
I'm
gonna go.
Are you gonna check?
I'm gonna base my decision purely on what I see in Fur Affinity.
You could put a big diaper on there, you could blow it up.
Yeah, they have.
You could put a bunch of babies in there.
Let's see. Let's turn off general. Let's turn off mature. Okay.
I mean, its name is Guzzlord. It's like, that's already kind of provocative.
I say barf. Having reviewed the materials here, having peer-reviewed everything I've seen on the first three pages of Fur Affinity, I'm saying barf.
Oh, wow.
Next.
Okay, barf.
Really gross. I'm seeing some really gross stuff. Oh. It's like, you wouldn't expect its tummy mouth to be doing some of the stuff the tummy mouth is doing.
I don't know that that's true. What, can you send me one of them?
It's now crashed.
Yeah, the government's found your IP again.
Fur Affinity is no longer loading when I try to click on anything.
We're back on a list.
Guzzlord is obviously a barf.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Poiple, under the circumstances, is a sweetie.
I think so, too. Under the circumstances.
Naga Nadel, though, that's a barf.
That's a barf. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stakataka is like, it's nothing to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's like a little, it's, I have nothing against it, but there's no reason I would ever run it on my team.
But I would have to put it in the sweetie category, I guess. Not officially. Not on the list. But only under these circumstances.
I guess I'm curious, and I'm certainly not going to look up the last guy on the last Ultra Beast.
You want to look them all up.
Well, don't you?
Well, I don't have an account, so I can't.
You know, there's not a lot of Stakataka, only 48 images.
I mean,
it's kind of an underdog.
What was that documentary about the people who fall in love with objects and that woman who was like married to the Eiffel Tower?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it feels like. It's like a couple of different proclivities that you have to have. And it's like fiction, Pokemon, objects, buildings. And then it's like, okay, Stakataka, like that checks all my boxes. Not that we're not yucking any yums.
I think I sent you one of the more graphic images of Stakataka. There's not a ton.
Interesting.
And I guess you tell me if it yucks your yums.
No. I mean, I don't think I could, like, you know.
Finish?
No, I don't think it would satisfy me.
No. No, no, no.
Personally.
Obviously not.
But, you know, what the artist has done would probably work for some people.
They've given it anime blush cheeks, long eyelashes, breasts and a vagina.
It's definitely alluding to a vagina.
And then otherwise it's mostly the same.
Yeah. It's got big eyelashes. Yeah.
Kind of meaty thighs too.
Definitely.
If you're like a thigh guy.
Yeah.
Want to have sex with Stakataka.
Checking five or six boxes, that one.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's a sweetie.
It's a sweetie comparatively.
Yeah.
Blasphalon is a barf.
Blasphalon's a barf. Absolutely a barf. Yes. Terrible.
And I would say probably the worst one, although I can't really wrap my head around that Scylla Stila at all. But because I can't wrap my head around it,
she looks like
I
a toilet brush with like arms.
Yeah.
Like the little toilet brush and you keep it in the little holder it's in.
Or like one of those like shitty like home karaoke mic sets like brought to life, like this bad like plastic microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. Joshua, I want to hear your final impressions of the game, and then I want to go battle our final teams.
My overall impressions of the game?
Yeah, please.
I really enjoyed it overall. I think if I were ranking it on like the tier system, it's like a low A or upper B tier for me in terms of all the other games that we played so far.
So generous.
Well, I'll say this, like despite Roto Lotto or Roto Lotto, like the stupid. Yeah. I mean, I don't like Rotom decks in general. It's annoying. At one point, this leg, it was like remarking to me, it was like, hey, like Parrothead, you could always spend more time with me. Like, I don't think that you're happy in there. Like, I think you should be free.
So what you're going to do is instead ignore, like keep him in his glass prison,
yeah,
but ignore him.
Right. I could have been chiller about that. Well, so basically my complaints are, I think Roto Lotto is essentially a worse version and more annoying.
It's just Roto Lotto.
Roto Lotto. God. But it's confusing because it's one T and then two T's. You know,
Roto. I guess maybe it's Roto Lotto.
That's what I don't really.
God, now I'm all mixed up.
Get in your head about it like I have. I'm not saying it again, but that is a worse and more annoying version of the O powers. The Z moves are a worse version of Mega Evolutions.
Oh, Z moves are terrible. Z moves are the worst gimmick we've come across so far.
I agree.
And they never got cool. Like, I mean, it's, I guess watching, you know what? No, even having to sit through those fucking animations each time.
Waste 20 seconds.
And it
seconds.
Like takes up a held slot. And it's like, yeah, it's
dumb.
Sucks.
Mega Evolutions are better. I still like Mega Evolutions.
Yeah.
And also Ultra, we've discovered pretty clearly, thanks to Greg last episode, Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon have a worse story, but I just really, and I remember this when I played Sun years and years ago, I really like the overall vibe and like the environment of the Alolan region. I think it's really charming.
Yeah.
And I like the variety of environments. The graphics still look pretty good. The post game is totally nuts, but I also think in retrospect, with us now knowing that this is the last main game that was ever released on a fully handheld console,
yeah.
Episode RR and all the rematches you do with the past villains, and then this leg where you got to go up against the new one, the new, you know, rivals and people you fought in this game is actually a really satisfying send-off, I think, for the whole handheld generation.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably true.
I think it's quite good.
I liked it too. I thought it was fun. I thought the environments were great. I thought the like little additions of like mini games, like I thought totem tallying, collecting and stuff like that is always really fun.
Oh yeah. The sideshows were great. That Mantine Surf.
Mantine Surfing is really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess like you could do the Royal Dome and stuff like that. I didn't do any of that stuff, but.
No, but I liked that. I guess that's another point I would say is like Royal Avenue is very, very optional in a way that like the contests and like that stuff that they used to shove in your face.
Yeah.
Like we don't have to do it. Great. You don't have to make a movie or whatever.
Well, and let's talk about the Pokemon too, because I think the Dex in this game was really strong.
Oh,
I thought there was some really great Pokemon.
I also enjoyed it.
Rowlet is still one of my favorite starters. I hate that it turns into Decidueye.
Yeah.
It looks mostly stupid.
Screw the Puccina on that one.
But I like Incineroar too. I think Primarina is a wreck, but I've come around. But then there's plenty of like really ugly Pokemon too, like all these Ultra Beasts.
The Ultra Beasts are a disaster.
And some that are just like, I think, really poor designs, you know? Like they just look like Sonic characters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's way too extravagant.
But I think the thing this game suffers from, I put it sort of like mid-tier in the middle of the pack in the grand scheme of all the Pokemon games we've played.
Yeah.
Because I think it suffers the worst from catering to end game users.
Oh, that's fair.
Like sets itself up for the people who are like level 100, like all legendary, like competitive battling.
Oh yeah, all of the like most of the items that you get in this post game are like EV training items. Battle Tree is definitely set up for EV training. Like it's very oriented toward competitive playing.
Yeah, and I think that like sort of sucks some of the fun out of the universe. And I thought some of the like second screen stuff was just awful, like Plaza, you know? And I get that I'm not playing on regulation equipment, and we're playing like
years late,
15 years later.
It's only, you keep saying like 13 or 15 years. It's like 6 or 7.
Is it?
I think this was 2017. I think it's only like barely 6 years
out. I remember giving it to you on your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, but that reminds me, this, we should also honor this generation, this game, for getting rid of HMs. Oh.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I had a trainer banger. This is totally derailing it, but did you meet the Hidden Maidens?
No.
They're so good! They're on the Pony Breaker Coast, and that's
They're the ones who give you Waterfall
and Surf.
And Surf, yeah. Yeah, I saw them.
And they're the Hidden Maidens, and they're just, like, these two girlies who have a whole chat about, like, use them every day and think of us, the HMs. So it's like a little wink, and they call themselves the Hidden Maidens.
It's funny.
They're always like, that was so savage. Maybe we're like high key stars, but we're low key HM makers. And they like move to Alola because they found out in all the other regions that there's no profit to be made from HMs because everyone gives them away for free. And so they came here because they want to turn HMs into TMs. And that's how they're going to make money, is selling them.
Yeah.
Even though they gave them to me for free.
Good scheme.
After I beat them.
Well, it's called word of mouth marketing, Josh. Look it up. I'm telling you, we're into marketing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The Hidden Maidens are brilliant, and they're trainer banger for me. And also, respete to this game for doing away with HM friends. Rest in petals.
Let's talk about our final teams, and let's go smash them together, Joshua.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We got to get out of here. Level check. Who did Parrothead even end up with?
Parrothead's final flock is Jimmy the Alolan Raichu, level 85.
What a stallion.
He is so stalwart, yes. Coconut the Passimian, level 83. I really ended up liking this Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm glad
and
you did.
It's
I like
funny
it too.
Because originally I was like, I don't like monkeys. I got over it because it's a lemur, technically.
Just still a monkey.
And it provides all the mixed
old world monkey
juices for our drinks. Yeah, definitely. But like kind of a powerhouse. Really good HP, decent defense, tons of attack power now. And I'm not even like EV training it specifically. So I feel like it's kind of a powerhouse. Really good moveset. When I was on the battle tree, I just had it open up every battle, and I usually just didn't even have to swap it out.
Yeah.
Then we got Joe Merchant, Talonflame level 84 turned out great.
Sure. Yeah, I ran one.
But everybody already knew Talonflame was good.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it last season.
Banana Wind, the Alolan Ninetales, level 83.
Looks great.
Looks great. Pretty good moveset. Enjoying it.
Oh, that's something this game innovated. Forms. Regional variants.
Regional variants.
So fun.
Lots of innovation.
Yeah. I have like half of them on my team.
Yeah.
Or I had.
I really like the Alolan form. I think the Alolan forms are maybe, I haven't seen all of them in the wild yet, but at the moment of the ones I've experienced, which is Galar as well.
Yeah.
I like the Alolan versions a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Drifter the Delmise, level 83.
Cool.
Also has ascended the ranks. This is one of the favorite Pokemon I've ever run.
Yeah, it's great. It looks cool.
Having stab for three types is fucking great. It's a cool design, insane attack, great defense, really fun.
Imagine what the like mega evolution would look like. Oh, so cool.
It should be a whole like haunted ship.
Oh, that's even better.
That would be sick. What were you thinking?
Don't know. Didn't really have a thought. Maybe like a sunken, like a, you know, sunken wreckage.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, because it's ghost, it would be haunted.
Yeah.
That's a free one for you, Pokemon Company. Bring back mega evolutions.
Maybe a treasure chest.
Yeah, but we've already got fucking
Goldigo. I know
the other. Yeah, the Gimme Ghoul. Yeah,
yeah.
And then we've got Finns, who made it. Sharpedo, level 71, could not close that gap more than I did. So it will be scaled up significantly for our battle.
What level did you catch it at?
I caught it level 29.
Oh, okay, that's acceptable then.
There's just not enough runway where I could get it up to like get to that same level. But I got a pretty good moveset on it. Really, like, not even a glass cannon. It's like a aluminum cannon. It's like,
oh,
essentially anything kills it in one hit is my discovery. But if it's very fast, and if I get my moves in and it's super effective, it's curtains for you.
Great. Can't wait to fight it.
What's Skullord bringing to the arena?
Guzma, my little Golospod. Level 87.
God.
Love it.
Oof, woof.
What a fun little guy.
Yeah.
Love his moves. Love spikes. Love emergency exit.
Hate that.
Love first impression.
Hate that. Hate all of that.
Jesse, Totem Salazzle, level 83. Beauty. Love it.
Beauty and she's grace.
Love Toxic, whatever the other one is, the follow-up move that does triple damage or whatever.
Venoshock or whatever.
Venoshock.
Sludge Wave, I don't know.
James, Totem Mimikyu, level 83. This is like one of Tanner's boys now. Like, favorite all-time Pokemon.
I love it that made it.
Absolutely love this thing. What a great type. The decoy power-up is just like so clutch. What a great ability decoy is.
Yeah, I am jealous of that for sure.
It's really funny when like someone drops like a earthquake and it just hits decoy, and it's like, well, I watched him get shaken up and down, but if you insist.
Yeah.
And then Incineroar Giovanni, level 83. Great. No complaints.
Sure.
Nugetsis, Zygarde, complete form, level 87.
Not looking forward to that.
And then welcome to the team, Zinio, Como O, level 78. Like I said, I was going to try to catch an Ultra Beast, but Como O was kind of my backup plan. And then I want to do an honorable mention to someone who I grew really close to this week.
Who?
Gropius.
Gropius.
Zygarde 10% form. Like a little digital dog with like a scarf.
Oh, yeah. I love the dog form.
Yeah.
Although I've never actually seen it in the game.
Having not understood that I just need to combine the three things that Dexio gave me, I played with Gropius for quite a while. Gropius, I should say, is Getsis's last name. Did you know that?
Canonically, he is a last name.
Yeah, and it's Gropius.
Huh. Okay.
Getsis Gropius.
Getsis Gropius.
King of the Seven Sages.
It has a certain ring to it.
Certain villainous ring to it.
Well, he is very villainous.
I said Zinnia is Komo-o, by the way. Zinnia was that weird...
primal...
I don't know what her alignment is. She's sort of Tom Bombadil-like.
Ancient lineage or whatever who...
But she's like dragon-type trainer.
Yeah, that's right. The Rayquaza lady.
Yeah. She's twisted.
She's definitely a little tweaked.
But also Komo-o, you know, a little... fudging the rules a little bit.
Yeah, Como. I mean, if you got a complaint about my Talonflame, my complaint on your team is definitely the Como.
Fine. Fine. I do have a complaint on your team. It's Talonflame. I guess we're even.
I think Como is much more egregious compared to a literal fucking tropical bird on
Let's
a parrot head
to
team.
Pokemon Showdown and battle these two teams, Joshua.
All right.
I'm signed in. I'm ready. My team's built. Let's find you. Butt catchers, we'll be back in just a second and let you know who the victor of this season is. Oh, and we're leveling all of our teams up and down to 85, by the way.
That's right.
It's a fair fight. See you in just a second.
Kahuna Parrothead, the champion.
Yeah.
King of the waves. That's the chill vibe, man. Skull Lord fled out here.
I pushed these fucking Pokemon to the fucking brink.
I'm born and raised Alolan. Can't beat me.
You kicked my ass. You have two water-type Pokemon that I could just do absolutely nothing about.
Well, I only had one, but that Sharpedo was crucial.
Yeah.
That was a crucial change to the team to fight you specifically.
Oh, and you're fucking goddamn Alolan Vulpix, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, Ninetales did such a good job.
Knows all these, like, great moves that absolutely destroyed me.
Well, Komo-Oh is weak four times to a fairy attack, and you let me get one Dazzling Gleam off on that thing, and it was a one-hit KO.
I thought I was faster than you, honestly. I thought I could just outpace you.
You know I'm a speedy boy. Other than,
Komo-Oh's pretty quick.
Delmize, they're all pretty fast. Quite fast.
I thought I could outpace you, but I couldn't. And you took me down, and then I did like a pretty bad like whiffed.
Yeah, the extreme speed.
Extreme
against
speed
Delmize.
On delete.
That was Delmize. That was rough.
But I don't think I could have ever gotten you. I think your Sharpedo is just like an unstoppable force on my team.
Yeah, that was literally a big part of the calculation is that I was like, Noivern is doing fine in game, but like if I'm going PvP versus the 1P,
yeah.
Sharpedo will serve a lot of purposes for me.
Zygarde is ground dragon, so extremely weak to your team.
Even Delmize took it down just with power whips. And I had rapid spin that foiled your spikes too.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty proud of that one.
It did turn into its big robot form, but I couldn't get enough Dragon Pulses off in time. You win. You're the champion of the season.
Alola, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We should talk about our battle that we finally did on the last episode of the season.
We finally battled the trainer of the season for Oros, if you can remember that.
Not barely. Although I was pretty pleased when I saw my team.
Yeah.
In Pokemon Showdown.
You had a good team. There will be a trainer of the season that we'll announce next episode for this season, but we will not be doing it for our next game. We'll be taking time off because it's not an option, but we'll talk about that in a bit. First, Empat 96 crushed me in our battle.
Yeah, wiped the floor with you. And that's embarrassing for you.
I did like my team, but I guess I forgot how to use it.
Let's look at our team builders real quick.
I had Gardevoir, Manectric, Madonna, Swellow, Cacturn, Camerupt, and Vileplume.
Oh, God, what a team. My team is so good.
Yeah, you had a really good one.
Deoxys, Wailord, Altaria, Sableye, Lantern, Donphan. Love it. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. You lost embarrassingly bad to Empat 96.
We were facing off against Empat 96's team of New Jersey themed names.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily the Pokemon themselves, but it was a Raichu, Hoagifest, Swampert, Wawa, Lantern. Lantern didn't have a name. Or it didn't, not in here at least. Ewing, Camerupt, Bennett, and Armaldo. I think they had names, but they're not showing up in this battle replay, which we will post on our Twitter. But yeah, I got basically wrecked.
Yeah, I don't know why you did so bad, but you really did pretty poorly.
I'm watching it now to remember. The Bennett was pretty troubling to me. I think I was just, my types didn't match up well. But you fared in a different way.
My types matched up so well. Yeah. Yeah, I did really well. I beat Empat 96 very handily. And I thanked him afterwards. I said, thank you. I never win these. That's what you do when you're being polite.
Yeah. Well done, Empat 96. Well, 50-50. Tanner retained our IP, so thank you, Tanner. But well played, Empat 96. And you can check out his YouTube channel, Leia Tico.
Yeah.
Which I believe is...
his favorite two Star Wars characters, he told us. Way to pay attention to our guests.
No, I was going to say what the channel is about, which is gameplay videos of some of his favorite games.
Oh, yeah. I love gameplay videos. Joshua, this has been Experience Share. We're done with Season 7. Hey.
That was a hell of a season. We might not do that long of one again, and we definitely are not doing as long of one for this interstitial.
No,
which is Detective Pikachu.
A brisk
three episodes. There's nine special. Chapters.
That's going to require 5 hours of play each week if you're a traditional.
And three chapters per episode. We're just going to hack it. We're just going to do that somehow.
Just going to do it. Yeah. Let's get through it. Let's talk about it. It adds like a whole new wrinkle to the Pokemon universe, you know?
That's right.
Pokemon can do crime.
Yeah, and we're going to get to the bottom of it, by God, by Arceus. We've been threatening to play this game for this whole podcast, and we're finally doing it. But the interstitials are going to dwindle after this.
You know, I could get the guys who wrote it on the show, wrote and directed it.
We threw the gauntlet down. Somebody needs to help us with that.
I think Jamie knows them from college.
Get for our numbers here.
Joshua, thank you for joining me this week. Bug Catchers, thank you for joining us this week. My name has been, of course, as always, Kartaner. Mm-hmm. Really pleased with that choice now that I've seen what a little sweet origami sweetie Kartana is.
Yeah, sweetie. The only real sweetie in that group.
And then I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Fjellestila. Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts, and do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram.
And on Reddit, in our sub, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, which is where you can participate in the Trainers of the Week, aka Level Check, and that is how you can take us on, like MPAT96 did, which we will do when we come back to play Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee for this game,
yep.
Because we will be taking time off during the brisk Detective Pikachu gameplay. So check that out, and check out our store at expsharepod.com, where you can get some merch.
Josh, for the final time, unless we just want to make it a part of the landscape.
Yeah, I think so. Alola, and smell you later.